Rita's powerful intercession on behalf of those who sought her assistance was seen even during her lifetime. After her death, many miracles followed, and she became known as an advocate in hopeless cases and help of those in need. Rita died peacefully on May 22, 1457, at the age of 76, having lived as a nun for 40 years. One revered tradition holds that after her death, the bells of the convent began to ring unaided by human hands, calling the people of Kasha to the convent grounds to announce the happy completion of a life well lived. Rita's body was prepared and she was placed in a simple wooden coffin, as was customary for the nuns. One local man who came to pay his respects had been a carpenter, but was forced to give up his trade, having been left partially paralyzed by a stroke. As he passed St. Rita's coffin, he commented that if only he were well, he would have made a coffin worthy of the saint. With those words, he was in fact made well, and he set upon making an elaborate and richly decorated coffin which held the body of St. Rita for several centuries. Rita was beatified in 1626 and canonized in the year 1900. Her body, which has remained incorrupt over the centuries, is venerated today in the shrine at Kasha, which bears her name. St. Rita's intercession for those who seek her help is well known even today. Some of our own parishioners here at Christ the Redeemer have had prayers answered and have received favors through the intercession of this beautiful saint. One parishioner shared that she has been cancer-free for 5 years, which she attributes to her deep love of St. Rita. Another looks to St. Rita as a model wife and mother, and has turned to her often to intercede for her family. She prayed for her husband to return to church and to the practice of his faith, always asking St. Rita's intercession. After many years of prayer, he did return to Mass, which was a beautiful gift for the whole family. Another parishioner was faced with the sudden loss of her husband in a car accident. The other driver had been sleep-deprived and fell asleep at the wheel, causing this tragedy. Having known that St. Rita chose to forgive her own husband's assassin, she turned to Rita to seek the grace to forgive that other driver. She did forgive, and depended on her faith to help her pick up the pieces and move forward. St. Rita came through for another parishioner who was diagnosed with throat cancer. She walked with him through the surgery and treatment, and he has now been cancer-free for 4 years. The son of a parishioner faced brain surgery not long ago, and his mother entrusted him to St. Rita's intercession. She was with him through his surgery and recovery, and he has since returned to health. St. Rita continues to guide him and keep him safe, as he is currently an essential worker. As we conclude our novena, let us continue to trust in St. Rita's powerful intercession, both for our own personal intentions and for an end to this current crisis. St. Rita, mystical rose of every virtue and help of those in need, pray for us.